AP News for this Saturday, July 8th. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's been 500 days since the bloody Russian invasion of Ukraine began. Ukraine's president is praising his fighters. Our Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has marked the day in a video from Snake Island.
Я хочу подякувати саме звідси.
I want to thank from here, from this place of victory, each of our soldiers for these 500 days. On the day the invasion was launched, the Russians urged the Ukrainian military on the island to surrender. The response was one of defiance and resistance. The Ukrainian military recaptured the island a few months later in June 2022. I'm Karen Chamas.
Not every allied nation agrees with the U.S. decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
The UK is signatory to a convention which prohibits the production or use of cluster munitions.
He and President Biden will likely be hashing out that topic when they meet Monday in London. The Iowa Republican Party has just announced it will hold its presidential caucuses January 15th. That's less than 6 months away. Authorities in Warren, Pennsylvania, on the lookout for what's described as a dangerous prison escapee. Michael Burham is suspected of homicide and arson. He got out using bed sheets. A shooting in El Paso, Texas, leaves 6 people injured at a high school party. Isaiah Sereno tells KVIA-TV he was there.
There was people fighting. So I was like, I don't know. They might have to, they've been fighting for a while. So I was like, I don't know. They probably might, something might happen. I don't know. They were leaving and then all of a sudden we heard shots.
A fiery plane crash in California killed 6 people. It happened in Riverside County. U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe announces she's retiring at the end of this season. This is AP News. A split in the United Methodist Church.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. More than 6,000 United Methodist congregations have now received permission to leave the denomination amid a schism over theology and the role of LGBTQ people. Church law forbids the marriage or ordination of self-avowed practicing homosexuals, but many conservatives chose to leave because numerous U.S. churches and conferences are defying those bans. Many departing congregations are joining the new conservative Global Methodist Church. A Quran burning and request to approve the destruction of more holy books has left Sweden torn between its commitment to free speech and respect for religious minorities. Last week, an Iraqi Christian immigrant burned Islam's holy book outside a Stockholm mosque during a major Muslim holiday. Now, Swedish police say they have received new requests for demonstrations by individuals who want to burn the Quran, as well as the Torah and the Bible. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.